It is Mine Food Radio, and it's time to ask the winemaker. And I welcome the Thornbury winemaker to Mine Food Radio, Simon Fell. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Nikki.
How long have you been making wine?
So I've been making wine now for over 20 years, actually. When I came out of university back in the late 1980s, Auckland University, I studied a biology degree, Bachelor of Science, and then, like every Australasian, went over and did my OE and worked in Europe and for a few years, and it was over there, really, that I got interested in wine. And then I sort of returned to New Zealand, and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do with my life, and decided to go back to school and study winemaking. So I did a one-year diploma in early 1994, and since then I've never looked back.
What is it about New Zealand that makes it such a good wine-growing country, Simon?
I think, Nikki, you know, for New Zealand, we're so unique because, you know, we're way down here tucked in the South Pacific. You know, we're a small group of islands. We're classed as, like, cool climate, sort of a wine-grown region. And so we have, you know, during our growing season, these sort of beautiful, sort of warm summers, but actually quite cool evenings. So we have a very long, extended growing season, which gives our wines this beautiful sort of purity and brightness of fruit and sort of this really nice freshness about them. And so, you know, New Zealand wines really stand out amongst the world of wines in terms of our sort of flavour profile.
Now, we need to have a talk about Thornbury itself, because you've got 7 wines in the Thornbury range and 6 of them have just won major awards, which is fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's been really good, actually. For the last sort of last quarter of 2016, we've had some really good accolades, actually, and across all varieties. And with, you know, the Thornbury sort of program, I've planted sort of varieties that are best suited in each of the key wine-grown regions of New Zealand. So we operate now out of 5 wine-grown regions of New Zealand with 7 varietals. And so I'm really trying to express how well those varieties do from each of those key wine-grown regions.
So are you always learning yourself?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's a continuous process, you know. I think the more you learn and understand the vineyards that you're working with, you get a better feel of those particular sites, and you can really express how well that wine performs from those particular areas.
How long does it take for you to work out that something hasn't worked?
Usually, I mean, like anything, you want to experiment a little bit from season to season. You know, for us, we only get one chance. You know, we're not like a brewer where you can put a batch of beer down and then within sort of 6 weeks, you can, if it doesn't work, you can do it again. You know, we just have that one season, harvest season. So, you know, I always sort of, I've worked out before harvest the style of wine I want to make from that particular vineyard. And it's sort of like a little jigsaw puzzle, really. So, you know, you'll have different techniques and ways to approach the different sites and make the wine and to create that particular style. But also, too, you know, you want to experiment a little bit and try new things. And, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But if it does, you go, all right, I'll try repeat that again next year, you know. So, makes it really fun.
You must be doing something right because you're winning medals left, right and centre.
Yeah, no, it's been really good, I have to say. And, you know, end of the day, you know, with Thornbury Wines, I'm trying to get these style of wines out there to all consumers at a really good price point and really over-deliver in quality.
What is a good price point for a good bottle of wine, you know, in your opinion?
Well, you know, we're very lucky down here in New Zealand. I mean, you know, with the quality of New Zealand wines out there on the market, you know, for consumers, I mean, you can get fantastic quality between sort of $10 and $20. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money on wine down here to get a really good quality wine. So we are very spoiled.
Well, look, I think that's fantastic. Congratulations on your success.
I appreciate that, Nikki.
You're welcome. Thornbury winemaker Simon Fell. There you go.